All right, Matt, you are with CU Engage, obviously, yes. Hence the shirt, and or you just didn't borrow it from somebody, but you are CU Engage, and what's your position there? And
so tell us. Yeah, thank you. So first of all, long-time listener, first-time caller. So so big fan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm the director of payments consulting here at CU Engage. I've taken the role on about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. Long-time tenured employee, and we're growing rapidly as a company. So we're doing a lot of fun things with our credit unions. It's great to be here at the Think Conference. So we're mm-hmm. seeing a lot of our credit unions here and helping them as they're going through their decision process. Mm-hmm. So things are great at CU Engage. Right. We're learning a lot, and we're upgrading some of our services. Mm-hmm. And you've had Heather Mosier on. Who's the director of our technology consulting at this time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of exciting times for us.
And she used to be with my credit union in San Diego County Credit Union.
Yeah.
And so I had to say bid a fond farewell, like, oh, so bittersweet, but that's a whole nother show. Yes. And a counseling session probably as well, so, but we'll go into that matter later. So let's talk about some takeaways from the conference here. What are some conference highlights, takeaways that you want to take back to CU Engage and maybe even share with clients?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing for our clients is kind of seeing where Todd and Co-op are taking their direction, right? Mm-hmm. So bringing technology and service under one roof, which is not an easy task to do for any CUSO, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to service the small credit unions, the large credit unions, and to do that really well is a challenge. So I was excited to see Cooper, excited to see the introduction of Cooper and their fraud mitigation tool. I think for credit unions, technology needs to not be the scary thing any longer, right? And in the same vein, credit unions can no longer sit and wait for the technology wave to crash over. Mm-hmm. It's here, it's upon us. Yeah. And so excited to see where Co-op has taken their credit unions. And in addition to that, you know, where their focus is from a technology standpoint. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our credit unions are now becoming more interested in not only the service, which mm-hmm. is a table stake, but the technology philosophy of an organization, such as Co-op and many other processors out there, mm-hmm. is becoming more and more important.
Oh, yeah,
so,
no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And it's nice to see that you know, Co-op is, you know, not only are their clients and not only are they preaching about digitization, that credit unions need to get their digital strategies executed ASAP, but they're going through the same thing as well.
Absolutely.
They're executing a digital strategy as well, and they're sharing that with their clients from credit unions. So it's kind of cool that transparency is there, and they're sharing that with everybody, and it's kind of cool to go through it at the same time.
No, absolutely it is, and you know, it's
that's one of my fans over there.
Yeah.
Complaining as usual.
Mike has many fans, as you guys just heard.
Of many ages.
Yes. So, you know, just to your point, I think you're absolutely correct. You know, Co-op has done a great job in just being very transparent on where they're at as a company. You know, we're about 14 months removed from the acquisition of TMG, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're settling in and finally hitting their stride, mm-hmm. and I think Todd Clark put it pretty well earlier. They're trying to skate to where the puck's going to be, to use a hockey reference there. And that's not easy to do. Mm-hmm. And I think they've recognized that it's not easy for their credit unions either. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting times for the credit union industry.
Yeah. What are your goals here? What do you want to achieve here?
Yeah, great question. So we do have a couple clients here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at CU Engage, we kind of take pride in taking a hands-off approach, but being there when they need us.
Sure.
So my real goal here was to, first of all, help the clients, mm-hmm. and then make sure that I'm understanding, as we talked about, you know, where's Co-op going to be in the future? Because I do like to take that message back to our new clients and understand if I can let them know the philosophy of where Co-op's going, where the technology is, and some of the updates around Springboard. You know, that's important to us at CU Engage to always have a good pulse into what all the processors are doing. Mm-hmm. So it's always an education for us when we come to a conference like this.
No doubt. Yeah.
Last question for you, sir, and I'll get you off the hot seat. Trends or the rest of 2018. I mean, I can't believe we're already almost halfway through with the year, and it's gone by like that. But how do you see the rest of the year shaking out? As far as technology goes.
Sure, so the Internet of Things, right, is kind of a hot topic that I'm sure a lot of your guests have talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of credit unions are focused on that. Mm-hmm. And how do we as a credit union industry take a bite of that, right, and understand how that plays. You know, there was just an announcement today that that Apple and Goldman Sachs have actually launched another credit card, right?
Oh.
So it's the wild, wild west out there, Mike, of a payment space.
Goodness.
And I think the focus for credit union needs to be action. You know, we can't have them sitting on the sidelines anymore. They need to be up there taking some at-bats and understanding. First, develop your strategy from a technology standpoint, mm-hmm. and then, you know, we've got to jump in. And if we got to fail, we got to fail fast, and then move on to the next thing.
Great message to end on.
Awesome.
Matt, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks.
Well done.